You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. People went shopping again last month. That's the big takeaway from today's retail sales report from the Commerce Department. After falling in November and December of last year, sales rose 3% in January. And that was pretty much across the board. Auto sales, bar and restaurant tabs, furniture, electronics, clothing, all got a boost. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Inflation and recession worries caused consumers to hold tight to their money in November and December.
They had done most of their holiday shopping in October, front-loaded the holiday season a little bit, and then really pulled back in those 2 months.
That's Kayla Brune at polling firm Morning Consult.
But what happened at the same time was that inflation started to slow. Real incomes actually picked up over that period.
A lot of workers have been getting raises. People on Social Security got a big cost of living increase. So in January, consumers had more money to spend. Retailers, meanwhile, had a lot more stuff to sell because supply chains have mostly cleared up, says Arun Sundaram at CFRA Research.
Retailers, their shelves are fully stocked. They have the products that consumers want,
which they now have to move off their shelves fast.
A lot of retailers have been facing excess inventory issues. We've been seeing discounts and markdowns to try to entice consumers to make these purchases.
Consumers are shifting how and where they spend in response to inflation, says Sundaram. He's doing it himself.
A year, 2 years ago, back then I was definitely shopping more at Whole Foods and also ordering out more. Now I'm cooking more at home, been going to Walmart more.
The U.S. consumer is being whipsawed by rising prices and fears of recession on one side, rising wages and strong job growth on the other. Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says it's hard to predict how they'll react.
The vagaries of consumer behavior is a black box.
In January, at least, that black box said, what the heck, let's go shopping. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
After a big drop earlier this year, mortgage interest rates have been ticking back up again. The Mortgage Bankers Association said today the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 6.39% last week. But a lot of the people buying homes in this market don't actually need a mortgage. Roughly a third of home sales last year, according to Redfin, were all cash deals. That's the highest share since 2014, when the market was still recovering from the subprime mortgage and foreclosure crisis. Some cash buyers are institutional investors. Some are folks selling in expensive markets, taking the proceeds and buying in more affordable ones. Emmanuel Martinez and a team at the Washington Post dug into the data. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Amy. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for coming on the show. So what is going on? Why are so many people able to buy houses with cash?
The percentage of homes being bought in cash has been increasing since the pandemic, and has only continued to go up. And part of the reason has been due to the pandemic, right? We've seen wealthy people get wealthier. That is part of the reason. Some of it has been this location in Frederick and Montgomery counties in Maryland. We were told that it is people who were living closer to D.C. who wanted more space. And often those places like D.C. tend to be more expensive, and out in the suburbs, like, housing is cheaper. And that was the relationship between what we had heard between these people moving out of D.C. and into Frederick and Montgomery counties. And that has certainly been driving the uptick in homes being bought with cash.
Absolutely. So what does all this mean for people who are trying to get into this market and looking at interest rates that are much higher than they were just a year ago? How do they compete with someone paying cash, or potentially lots of buyers paying cash?
I think that is part of the problem, right? And it's a trend that has continued, that often if you are depending on a mortgage or need help from a bank to finance a home, it becomes another barrier for those people to get into the housing market or to sell and buy a home. Often the people who can buy cash have a leg up because, like, the transaction is done once you pay in cash.
So basically a cash offer is more attractive because it's a sure thing, whereas the financing could potentially fall through when someone needs a mortgage.
Exactly.
You had this really striking quote from Lawrence Yoon, who is the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. What did he say about, you know, what this means for kind of society as a whole?
Yeah, his when we talked to him, he was talking about like the trend increasing and needing cash to buy homes and that becoming an advantage to get into the housing space. And often people who have the most cash at hand are the wealthiest. And so if it's becoming a requirement to have cash on hand to buy a home, then that's essentially saying or flagging that only the wealthy can buy homes. And his perspective on that was that if only the wealthy are buying homes, something is fundamentally wrong with society. Like the way to build wealth in this country is often through home ownership. And so then that's going to create this inability for people to build wealth, especially for those who don't already own homes. Like if they can't get into the housing space, then they're essentially like being financially stuck.
What do you see as potential solutions? I mean, is there anything that a person who doesn't have cash can do to, you know, better compete?
I mean, one of the things that the economists I talked to, what they've said is like part of the problem is supply. And that is true in many areas. Like I live in California, which is, you know, like that's part of California's housing story is the lack of supply, especially in some of the most expensive areas in California, right? Like that there is no supply for people to buy. That is one aspect. And I think the other thing that is often overlooked is when people sell their homes, they often have the agency to who are they selling it to, right? And so home sellers do have the agency to select who they are ultimately going to sell their home to.
All right. Well, Emmanuel Martinez, thank you so much for joining us. He's a data reporter at The Washington Post and wrote about cash home sales.
Thank you for having me.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.